This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome one and all. Our broadcast week begins now. We start each and every week with our syndicated radio program on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, Genesis Communications, GCNLive.com, and, of course, simulcasting all over the world. However you get it today, apparently Facebook Live is the way. If you find us on the Robert Scott Bell Show page on Facebook Live, you'll see us there as well, although I can't share pages with you as we can during our weekday show. But we're glad to have you on board. This is the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. We've got a lot of intense topics to cover today, especially things that we don't like to have to cover, like shootings, mass shootings. If three or more people are killed, it's determined to be a mass shooting according to the definition of our government. And over the years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, obviously we take this seriously, but we'll cover it in a way that you'll rarely, if ever, hear it covered in the mainstream news cycle, where it primarily is about taking away your right to keep and bear arms, which is basically a fundamental God-given right, the right to self-defense. And they'll couch all of these shootings as out-of-control, gun-loving Americans who probably, if you use the Hegelian dialectic language, you'll say these are going to be Trump-loving, xenophobic racists that do this. Although we see evidence of people from all backgrounds, political spectrums, races, religion. That's somewhat irrelevant to, I think, what is more fundamental in everyone, pretty much everyone, certainly over 90% of these mass shootings we've been covering since Columbine on forward. And we recognize that the psychiatric medication, whether it be Zoloft, Paxil, Prozac, anti-anxiolytic drugs, we've got Ritalin in childhood, different methamphetamine-type drugs, all approved by the FDA, which I renamed years ago the Fear and Death Administration, the number three leading cause of death in America. Number three, medical drugs. Appropriately, apparently, I don't know how to define appropriate, but by government standards, it was appropriate. We approved it. And now every emotion is considered by the psychiatric profession and even those outside of psychiatry and the medical profession evidence of a deficiency of some form of mind-altering chemical drug. Interestingly enough, our government has experimented with mind-altering chemical drugs, including LSD, things like that. And in many cases, they have been, let's say, key to the proliferation of these drugs in the marketplace. When we see about drugs being imported from, I don't know, Colombia, investigations into that found there was a relationship to rogue agencies or rogue elements within our agencies, like CIA, who's protecting the poppy fields in Afghanistan. You got to question, you got to go deeper on these issues and come back to the unhappy reporting of the news of another shooting or two. This weekend was a big one where we had El Paso at a Walmart, apparently 20 people dead, now Dayton, Ohio. 9 dead, 27 hurt as we're going to air here. Now, the controversies, as they get deeper and deeper, go into elements or claims of false flag scenarios, crisis actors. I have no firsthand knowledge of these latest two events to determine one way or another. There's always elements of suspicion, things that are not being reported. But if we step back from those claims that cause some people to shut down, certainly censorship calls based on being insensitive about investigating the shootings. I mean, now is a time, as we say, to mourn, right? If someone were to bring up the issue of a false flag or a psychiatric drug or motives or other things, they'll say, no, we can't do that. And the politicization of these events, which is almost instant, it's almost immediate. Those on the political left spectrum that don't believe in your right to keep and bear arms or right to self-defense immediately say, see, this is the reason we have to ban guns. As if it would be feasible to remove guns from the people who would perpetrate such heinous acts. And they completely neglect the defenselessness that the law-abiding, the real good people of America, the status they would have with no ability to defend themselves. And yet those people who would call for the banning of guns probably, if they're not carrying themselves, they have private security firms or basic bodyguards that are armed to the teeth. And they live behind gated communities and walls while they say drop all ability to screen people coming into the country to determine if they're here to do good, harm, or otherwise. So I look at these two events, again, tragedies, I can't say anything less than that, but my suspicion is we look at the people who perpetrate these crimes, they're often on, very rarely not, on psychiatric medications that make them vulnerable to suggestion, to be planted, thoughts planted into their heads, into their brains, into their psyche, into their consciousness, to trigger them to activation, like Manchurian candidates. They have not their own thoughts. The thoughts that are coming into them are programmed. And we could say it via the evening news or the 24-hour news cycle. I have said for many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that many of the thoughts you've had, that I've had in my lifetime, were planted there by other entities or agencies or organizations that benefit by your compliance with what they want you to perceive the world to be. Not through your own eyes and ears, but through their experience imprinted upon you through massive programming facilitated by drugs. And the universal or mass drugging in most places in America via fluoridated water. Which is not an unknown in terms of its impact in dampening your will, making you much more programmable, among many other things. Now, for those that are on psychiatric medications, it's interesting. The Democratic Party has a couple of candidates that are a little bit disruptive to the mainstream order, if you will. Tulsi Gabbard, she's talking very big game on anti-war, which I think that we should all be anti-war and utilize that last resort as a true last resort. And then we got Marianne Williamson, disruptive in terms of pharmaceutical discussion. She was just on Bill Maher's program, I believe on Friday, on HBO. And he agrees with her. I've told you for years, Maher, who has claimed to be libertarian, but he's more leftist libertarian, liberal collectivist, where he's right on Big Pharma, he's right. And that is, there is no evidence to support a drug deficiency in any human emotion. And Marianne Williamson talks about human despair, various stages of human despair. It's also not evidence of a drug deficiency. And then you get Anderson, CIA, Cooper, Gloria Vanderbilt's daughter, son, I'm not sure. Oh my gosh, I'm in trouble now. That's a gender perspective. Yeah, you heard that, Super Don. I really don't know anymore. But, you know, he's coming out and blasting her on the psychiatric. How dare you say that people should be on psychiatric drugs? And she's like, I didn't say that. Although I will say that for the most part. I have acknowledged that you can suppress the expression of certain emotions on these drugs, but they don't know how it's going to impact. But it also increases suicidal, homicidal ideations and behaviors. So you have these delusional fantasies that play themselves out. If you're vulnerable, susceptible, and yes, let's acknowledge our rogue agencies do target people and utilize them for other purposes. Now, one of the purposes I see in this, if you say never let a crisis go to waste, you've heard Hillary Clinton say that over the years. It's like anytime there's a shooting, we've seen it happen in Australia and New Zealand, the normal, I say normal reaction, the program reaction in countries outside the United States is give up the guns. The government's got to protect us from this. This is insane. We can't do this. People are dying. Children are dying. And it is a tragedy, nothing less than that. But in America, our DNA is a little different. Founded in individual liberty. Acknowledged by our founding documents that a right to self-defense is immutable, unchangeable, and it is not subject to government control or reversal or removal unless you have engaged in a heinous act, you know, a murderous act. At that point, you can lose your rights of freedom. But in America, this is what a lot of people don't understand, that when these events happen, those that understand the reason for the Second Amendment, which is not a right granted by government to the people to carry firearms, but an acknowledged right of self-defense that it's coming with you as you are born on this planet and grow to adulthood to defend yourself, your life, your liberty, your property, and your family, even your community. We look at these events and we say, you know what? I'm going to go get more firearms because I'm not going to be left defenseless should they actually attempt to take them away. Because if you were to respond to these tragic shootings and say everybody should give up their guns, of course the criminals would never do that. Why would they? I mean, they would never acquire them, so-called legally, however you determine that to be. And the reality is what would result is basically the wholesale slaughter of innocents with no defense allowed. If I'm in a Walmart or a public place and I find here there's a shooting going on, you're darn straight, I want to be able to defend myself and those around me by use lawfully of a defense mechanism or tool known as a firearm. And so this is the discussion that probably won't happen amidst the emotionalism and the tragedy of another series of shootings here in America. But it's not going to work as it has in other countries. The people here realize, I know not all of them, but I believe enough of them realize that if they give up their guns, the only people that will have them are in government control. And government, the risk of government total control with no defense against tyrannical government is something that our founders warned us against as well. Much less criminal elements or elements coming from outside the country or those who are weaponized within it because of the psychiatric drugs that they will refuse to mention in the mainstream media. We got a lot more to do. Stick around.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials, and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, United States of Health Talk Radio and more. And, of course, right now we crank up our broadcast radio show each week here. Our first day of the week is Sunday, and we're glad to be here with you. Thank you for being here. And we have, in addition to covering some serious news items with a different perspective, talking about the tragedy of school shootings and other things, in these cases, Walmart shootings, anywhere shootings, these mass shootings. I just mentioned on the break to our audience watching on Facebook Live that this is a spiritual crisis more than anything else. When we are disconnected from our true source, which is not government, we're not children of government, we're children of God. And hopefully, you know, growing to be adults, you know, in a sense, co-working with creation, not violating spiritual laws and taking life, liberty, or property from others in the way that we see happening here. Remember, folks, the distraction is to run to the fear. If you run to fear, then you know, the higher ability to, let's say, if we talk about mental cognition, critical thinking skills, which is important as a tool, but even more important to me, the spiritual connection, that which guides us right and wrong, is lost in the cacophony and the fear-mongering of these events or the things that lead up to these events, including drugging people out of consciousness with psychiatric drugs or otherwise. Now, we've talked about 100% whole food supplementation, going organic, non-GMO, limiting the damage to the brain and the nervous system by avoiding injections of toxic shots, including heavy metals like aluminum, mercury, residuals, animal RNA, foreign DNA from animals, and even aborted fetal cell lines. And we talk about vaccination, obviously very controversial now because those who question vaccination are being vilified, marginalized. And even, well, vilified is the right word because they want to separate humans into those who accept, like sheeple, anything from the government, including shots and drugs and other things, and those who are awake and conscious enough to say, you know what, I don't trust
the government. I don't trust the medical, military, industrial complex to care for my health. I think I will take a different route. And they don't want that. And it's not only about profitability for big pharma, but it's the control of the population, perhaps its reduction. So what do we do to counteract that? We give you information here that you don't hear pretty much anywhere else in broadcast radio or media. And that is, there are substances of creation that we can take as supplements that can help normalize or optimize the restoration of the body itself, the physical body, but the benefit, of course, then as well to the mental body and the connection to spirit. I said this before, that vaccination is the gateway drug intervention, if you will, to a lifelong dependence on all kinds of drug interventions. But it also is the initial phase to dampen consciousness of those souls coming in, taking on new bodies, here to hopefully transform back to love, our reality. And how do we target them so they can't do that? We give them toxic injections. Not we, not you and me, but those who are blindly following the pharmaceutical edict. It's the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism that worship not God, but government as far as it can mandate participation in a satanic scheme to limit the ability of a child coming in, a beautiful child of God, a creation of God, to know of his or her divinity from day one, where it's normal and optimal, to where it's diminished almost immediately via injection and toxicity. Now, I'll leave it to that. You can comment or question. I'll have Super Don come in on this in a little bit as well. But first and foremost, y'all are writing in at robertscottbell.com. Sometimes you're sending us comments. Sometimes you're asking us questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, it is question of the daytime. Super Don, do you have that question out in front of you where you can read it for everybody to hear and then we can follow on?
I do.
Okay.
I do. This is coming from Kathy. Kathy says, hi, Robert. I can't seem to find the silica/silicon supplement anywhere. I looked on Choose to Be Healthy site, even listened to Not a Doc's interview, clicked on the link below it, but there is no silica supplement. What am I missing? That's from Kathy.
Well, what did he pull it from the ChooseToBeHealthy.com site, or can you not find the alpha silica there?
I'm not sure what she's referring to as far as the link that she clicked on, but it's simple. So, Kathy, here's what you do, and anybody else who's interested in not only getting the silica but the other supplements that Chris Barr recommends, go to ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Over on the left-hand side, click on the link that says Chris Barr Recommended. Mm-hmm. And everything he talks about is listed right there. In fact, on the first page, right at the bottom, is the Alta Silica.
Beautiful. Well done, Super Don. So thank you for that. Y'all check it out. There are other banners and links up to support of sponsors of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We appreciate them and we appreciate you. There's even a Patreon page for those of you who want to support us directly. But you'll find that on the column, right-hand column at robertscottbell.com. We got a lot more healing to go. How are they renaming high fructose corn syrup, and will it make it any less toxic? We'll find out that and more after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two mass shootings in 24 hours in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. A collective 29 people died. The latest shooting happened overnight outside a nightclub in Dayton. The gunman is identified as 24-year-old Connor Betts, Lieutenant Colonel Matt Carper with the Dayton Police.
Our initial investigation, it appears as though there's only one shooter. We are interviewing dozens of people.
Meanwhile, in El Paso, state charges have been filed in yesterday's shooting at a Walmart. A manifesto written by the gunman shows a hatred for Hispanics. El Paso native Beto O'Rourke, appearing on ABC, says it's the administration's fault.
Division being sown by this president, hatred being welcomed during his administration, all of us must stand up against this and for a much better, a much safer country.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, we did. George is doing it. It's awesome. We are rocking the health world today, kicking our broadcast week into gear. It is August already. Can you imagine how we got here? And if you have questions or comments, you want to add your thoughts on the shootings. Again, these are tragic stories we have to cover here, but I definitely want to make sure we cover it from a deeper, with a deeper perspective that goes beyond just the physical trauma that is very real and the emotional trauma that's very real. I don't want anybody any in this audience certainly manipulated into anything less than the spiritual crisis we're under. The firearms, the gun, it's a spiritual crisis, nothing less than that. And guns in and of themselves don't do shootings. People who are deranged
or disconnected from source, chemically manipulated, on and on and on. I've got to say that. I'm going to say it again. One of those things chemically manipulating the people of planet Earth, particularly in the West, highly effed up fructose corn syrup, HFCS. I remember all those years ago, this fructose corn syrup. I mean, they would sell it as this is a better sugar. It's coming from a vegetable, right, corn. Heavily subsidized by the U.S. taxpayer to provide not only these altered sugars, sugar molecules from a, quote, fruit or vegetable substance, but also to provide for ethanol, biofuels. And in the production of the corn for fuel and sugar, they've genetically modified it to withstand massive amounts of toxic sprays. Roundup ready crops. We're finding out, of course, Roundup glyphosate contamination, exposure, resulting in cancer. Lawsuits going on around the world. Billions of dollars of fines or awards being initially set, going toward Monsanto, now the owner of Monsanto, the demon spawn of IG Farben, known as Bayer. Bayer aspirin. Aspirin itself is toxic and deadly. But we can go on from there. So they have a PR problem, the high fructose corn syrup makers, manufacturers, growers. And they've been talking about changing the name. Now, if we go to Shakespearean language, we say a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. And I've argued, just like in the framing of our reality, spiritual beings having physical experiences or human or earthly experiences, you can change the word, the verbiage of however it fits your religious beliefs to acknowledge that reality, and that's fine. But when we look at, let's talk about the artificial sweetener aspartame. There was a trade name NutraSweet. Eventually people got onto how dangerous this is, and we're still dealing with it years, decades later. And they changed the name to like AminoSweet. AminoSweet. I mean, it's like, if we change the name, we can trick people into believing it's suddenly harmless and natural and safe and, it's okay. And there have, with NutraSweet, which we've talked about for years here, we know that it breaks down into four basic components that are toxic to the body. From methanol, which is the equivalent of wood alcohol, basically, can cause blindness, damage to the optic nerve. And from, methanol, we also have formic acid, which is the chemical equivalent of ant sting poison. So if you get stung by an ant, you know how painful and fiery hot that is, the sting? That's the stuff that breaks down in aspartame. Now, AminoSweet, NutraSweet. And then beyond that, formaldehyde, which is embalming fluid, not a good thing to consume. And DKP, which is known to be linked to brain tumor formation. Right? So that's a synthetic, toxic sweetener. Chemical warfare agent potential. That's what it was originally. So let's go to fructose, or in this case, high fructose corn syrup. Yes, it's true that if you eat a vegetable or a fruit, there is evidence of fructose presence in that food. But it comes and it's accompanied with so many minerals, trace minerals, proteins, fats, carbohydrates, I mean, all of these things in mix, vitamins, that there's a way for the body to utilize it in balance as a whole food substance or part of a whole food itself. Now, I'm engaged in conducting interviews right now for what we're calling the Get Off Your Sugar Summit. Dr. Daryl Joffrey, my good friend, has set that up, and I've interviewed Mike Adams already, and it's absolutely phenomenal information that we're revealing. So this is very much on my mind, this high fructose corn syrup. And if you go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com, you'll see an article on ACH News, High Fructose Corn Syrup Has Been Quietly, Deceitfully Renamed. They're now just calling it fructose. High fructose corn syrup is dropping the high and the corn syrup. And it's now just fructose. A survey completed by Nutrition Business Journal found that high fructose corn syrup tops consumers' least wanted list. They had to rename it. It's a PR problem. It's a nightmare for them. The product that is not welcome in a free market. Because who's clamoring for high fructose corn syrup subsidized, heavily pesticided, and they've also found evidence of heavy metal contamination in high fructose corn syrup as well. Mercury and other things. So according to the Corn Refiners Association, the term fructose is now being used to denote a product that was previously known as HFCS90, meaning it's 90% pure fructose. And how many of you know your ancestral stories? Your mom, your dad, your grandma, your great-grandparents. Go back and find out if there's any evidence of them refining corn or other plant substances or plants that contain fruit sugar or fructose and refining it to the point of isolation and ingesting it. Once or 100 or 1,000 times. You won't find it. It's not naturally occurring fructose. Yes. High fructose corn syrup, HFCS 90? No, not at all. And we've talked about this for years, that when you take, let's say, a naturally occurring food, like, let's say, sugar cane. Oh my gosh, there's a lot of sugar in sugar cane. It's named sugar cane, for goodness sake. But in the presence of a whole unprocessed, organic, unrefined sugar cane, you can juice it, you can grind it together, and you'll find the contents of that juice, yes, sugars, but minerals galore. And of all the plant food substances on planet Earth, I don't know if there's another substance that has as much chromium as a mineral, a trace element, as the sugar cane. Why would that be? Could it be that God knew what he was doing, placing these minerals in concert with everything, including sugars, which our bodies are designed to utilize ultimately? And that the chromium molecule is the key molecule to allow for the delivery, safe delivery, into the cells, and once it's converted from a stored energy form out of the cells, that it isn't all about insulin, which is merely the truck, the semi-trailer that carries it. If you don't have dock workers to load or offload it, it doesn't matter how much insulin you have. It's not going to work. It won't complete the task. You don't have the people, the dock workers, to deliver it, finally unload it, offload it, or reload it. That's the chromium molecule we talk about here. 100% whole food form that comes in food or in supplement form if it's truly whole food. Unfortunately, many people are deceived even in the natural product industry to believe that chromium picolinate, chromium polynicotinate, chromium chloride are actually how it occurs in nature in total or even at all. And they take these supplemental forms and they don't work, or if they work, they work marginally in addition to being a little bit toxic. So, renaming high fructose corn syrup to fructose, are you suddenly going to go out and buy it? Are you suddenly going to go, oh, it's good now because it's named fructose? In this article, they talk about different things that are options. I've talked about stevia, but if you're going to use 100% whole food forms of sweeteners, you're okay as long as you've got adequate chromium in you. And it'll differentiate the way you interact with sugars. We have a secondary article here from Time Magazine. It says, is sugar as bad for kids as it is for adults? And, you know, the only reason that kids could be more resilient in theory, if not in practice, is if they're coming in with a full load of chromium in their system. But let me ask you this. How many of you during pregnancy, men excluded, obviously, unless you were helping your wife, I hope you were, to supplement, we talk about prenatal nutrition, to prepare. How many doctors out there that do these prenatal programs, they'll put you on garbage supplements, synthetic supplements. How many of them have counseled women to be on 100% whole food GTF chromium? 100 micrograms four times a day through pregnancy, not only to prevent gestational diabetes, but to protect the chromosomal integrity of the offspring, of the child-to-be. How many of them focus on that? I don't know that any of them do, that I'm aware of. And so we have an ignorant class of, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny now calls the medical class the illiterates. And I can't argue, because they won't read the peer-reviewed medical literature in support of what we've talked about, the danger of vaccines, the ingredients of vaccines, much less the need for whole food presence and all the things that are in truly whole foods that are unprocessed, unrefined, not genetically modified. And contain all of the things that are needed for development of new life, much less the maintenance of life once it's here in the physical form. Adults can't tolerate sugars because they've worn out their chromium stores. Kids maybe can if they had them coming in. And there's leeway and resilience where kids can eat sugar, you know, cake and stuff. And they're like, oh, they seem to be okay. Until, of course, adult onset diabetes becomes onset in childhood. Which they stopped calling it adult onset years ago because it was happening in kids. Because there's no chromium in the food supply, or very limited, in the right form again. And this is where we go to 100% whole food supplementation. Refined sugars, poison. It's like crack, addicting you. Without the minerals accompanying the sugars that come from the natural world, including the isolation and concentration of fructose, which is HFCS-90 that they're renaming to fructose. Folks, we could break the cycle of type 2 diabetes, hypoglycemia, and so many of these things if we understood that they're all evidence of mineral deficiencies. When we go to type 1 or an autoimmune response attacking the cells of the pancreas, we now have to look at vaccines as a culprit to set the stage for what we call an autoimmune response based on the corruption of the integrity of the cells of self. In this case, the pancreas cells that are vulnerable to these injections, toxic injections, for which you have no deficiency. No human being does. Folks, the directness that I share or that I bring to you is not to shock you, but maybe it is to open your eyes and ears and your heart to hear, see, and feel a different way to live. One that's empowering, not based on fear, but based on love, or vitamin L for some of you. We'll be back with more after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You follow us on Twitter at RS Bell Media, and Superdon is there too, at It's Superdon, although he doesn't do a lot there, but he's cranking it up behind the scenes. We got George on the board today at GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. RobertScottBell.com. If you're not sure about the stories I'm covering and you think I'm making it up, it's all there, link for you to review, read, talk about, discuss. If you haven't already gone to your house of worship today, maybe you can bring some of these topics into that discussion. As I say, this is my healing ministry, non-denominational. You can belong to whatever church, synagogue, mosque, temple, whatever. It's not for me to tell you what to do there, but to bring these perspectives about life itself, hopefully with the message, ultimately, of empowerment. When I talk about the power to heal being yours, it's not that I'm granting it or giving it. I'm just reminding you, as I'm reminding myself when I say it. Because for much of my young life, I was disconnected from that via the priestcraft in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, doctors, licensed, who said, well, we don't know why you're sick, but just keep coming back for drugs, shots, surgery, whatever you need. We got you covered. That's not a way to really live with vital force flowing through you. It's impeding that vital force, that spiritual essence. And we go into government, we realize government, by and large, is godless. Some of you go, that's good, it should be godless. We want not a religious control of government, right? Our founders said, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. It didn't mean God was removed from government, because the people who serve in government are the ones that carry God with them. Government is an artificial creation of man. Not God. Man created government. The question is, are the people in government godly, or are they, I don't know, engaged in some demonic ritual of child sacrifice with the vaccine paradigm and mandate? I'm asking the question. You guys can answer it. Comment here or let me know. We'll go deeper into that if that's what you'd like. I think I got to ask the question. Because we go into government and there you go, oh, look, there are government labs experimenting with viruses, bacteria, different what we would call pathogens, or now they call bio-warfare potential agents, bioterror, all of these things that they're claiming, well, are trying or attempting to claim. Those of us who question the use of biological organisms and altering them genetically to make them more virulent and toxic and dangerous, we question that and we go, we're the ones that are the danger?
No, our government is engaged in this. And before our government did it, the Nazi government did. The German government during World War II under Hitler. And interestingly enough, many of those scientists came to America for other reasons, whether it be rocket technology or bio-warfare technologies. You ever heard of Fort Detrick? Fort Detrick lab was just shut down after it failed a safety inspection, and all research has been halted indefinitely. We've got that linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. They include high-level disease-causing materials such as Ebola. The CDC went in and found that their organization failed to meet biosafety standards. Now, I'm not a big fan of the CDC, but I hope that they do a little bit better than Fort Detrick here, because if they go in and close down Fort Detrick's lab, how bad must it have been? The CDC inspected the Military Research Institute in June, and inspectors found several areas of concern in standard operating procedures that are in place to protect workers in biosafety level 3 and 4 labs. The CDC sent a cease and desist order in July. How bad does it get when the CDC has to send a cease and desist letter? Remember also, the CDC is under the Department of Defense. Think about that when we talk about vaccine mandates. As situations warrant, Federal Select Agent Program will take whatever appropriate action is necessary to resolve any departures from regulatory compliance in order to help ensure the safety and security of work with select agents and toxins. Now, I remember the CDC was found lacking in their safety protocols as they found significant substances of biowarfare potentiality in refrigerators stored with the employees of the CDC's lunches, their bagged lunches, right next to deadly biomaterials. And if you know the danger of relying on government for running just about anything and everything, why would you think they would be successful at protecting us from the very agents they're manipulating into more virulent strains? They've experimented on bovine foot and mouth disease, West Nile virus, Lyme disease. They're investigating that. And now, of course, vaccines and Ebola. Folks, I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm just want to remind you that government is not the solution to our problems. It is the problem. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hour 2 coming up. Are anti-vaxxers killers? We're going to find out after the break, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.